Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Family, won't you come with me into the darkness, into the sweet-smelling gloom of a dead-mooned night, into the realm of Sucrabe, a woman-owned and operated fragrance company like no other, with hand-blended small batches of perfumes with names like Nightshade, Chloroform, Goth as Fuck. And I come from a long line of terrifying women. Sucrabe is your source for smelling enticing and terrifying at the same time. For more information on their world-bending fragrances, as well as subscription bags and a marketplace connecting you to over 40 other indie business owners, head over to sucrabe.com. SucrabeIlle.com. Look in the show notes for a link. Come to the dark side. We smell fantastic. Well, hey there, family. Thank you all for joining us here in the week of our second birthday. Steve Schell from Old Gods of Appalachia, of course, here, and I am not alone in the darkness. I am joined by my partner in the darkest times, the mistress of all things dark and the keeper of the cauldron, Cam Collins. Are you with me?
I'm here. Hello, family.
All right. So we have gathered you here today, y'all, not for a story. This is actually some nonfiction, because we have told y'all we'd be announcing some stuff involving all the cool projects we have, and we can't tell you everything today. But we hope to shed some light on what's coming up in the Old Gods universe here real soon. First of all, big, humongous thank you for sticking with us for the past 2 years. 2 years has brought us over 5 million downloads, which is absolutely mind-boggling to me that 5 million of anything that we created exists in the world. You could tell me 5 million toenail clippings of us exist, and I would have trouble remembering that. But what started out as a tiny show about a little town in Kentucky that was on fire and a lonely girl left in the woods has sprawled out to cover a good part of the region with new towns, places, characters, families, bloodlines. I mean, Yuri freaking Lowenthal came on the show along with Corey Forrester and changed our lives forever. Season 2 was a huge success. You all seem to dig it. It was twice as long as season 1. And as a result of that success, we're going to be able to do some really cool stuff for you guys, content-wise and otherwise, frankly, to be mysterious about it. But the first thing we want to talk about before we even get to anything like season 3 is we need to talk about Patreon. Patreon keeps our lights on. Build Mama a Coffin and Door Under the Floor have been the stalwarts on Patreon forever. But we realized that we had not done a long-form Patreon storyline exclusively for our patrons, of whom there are almost 5,000, since February of 2020, and Door Under the Floor was Thanksgiving of 2020. So, Cam, would you please tell the people what's coming? We've told them a little bit about it, but can you tell them more details about what's coming on Patreon?
We announced a while back that we had two new chunks of Patreon programming coming soon. Blackmouth Dog, a prequel to Build Mama a Coffin, and Porchlight, a new standalone short fiction anthology series. Some of you have probably already listened to the prologue for Blackmouth Dog that we released to our feed a couple weeks ago. Blackmouth Dog is going to be a mini-series with a full cast of actors, which we're excited to announce will launch this week on Wednesday, November 3rd. We'll be bringing you those new episodes every other Wednesday until its finale. Porchlight, on the other hand, will begin in January and will be a monthly anthology drop. If you've never been a Patreon subscriber, it's a great time to become one because, remember, this content will be available exclusively on Patreon for our family pledging $10 and up. On top of that new Patreon programming, we have another exciting announcement that we've been waiting to make as well. Steve, you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, in the spring of 2020, we thought we would be debuting a live touring show at an arts festival in Marion, North Carolina, where we would have performed The Wolf Sisters for the first time live, complete with musical guests and the whole nine yards. Instead, the pandemic sent that event over to Discord, and we never got to do a full live show. Now, while we're not quite ready to start hitting the road for a tour just yet, there's this whole pandemic thing that's not over with. Get your boosters, just saying. But we are happy to announce that we are going to be producing an online ticketed event in partnership with our friends at Brave Sur Media, featuring a fully staged live show with voice actors, live music, and most excitingly, two brand new full-length stories. And that also includes an appearance by Land and Blood and a special extended performance by Blood on the Harp. So that's what's going to happen. But let me give you some details about what's going to be on this live show. The first story will be an origin story of sorts. The tale of a rich man determined to build the house of his dreams, a house that never should have been built at all on a piece of land that's not a piece of land at all. But only the grandest of homes will suit this man and his blushing bride. A lovely girl named Lavinia. The Bride of Lonely Creek is written by Cam Collins.
The second story you'll find in our live show is a tale that many of you have been asking for since a certain old pickup truck trundled out of Baker's Gap and headed north toward Esau County. Early spring brings shadows and cursed dreams to one Glorianne Boggs in her last 3 months on this earth, right before the events of Build Mama a Coffin. The last thing she needs is a redheaded witch from over in Tennessee showing up to ask her to help a little boy who carries the shadow of something very old and very dark inside him. Springtime in Boggs Holler is written by Steve Schell.
So we begin production on this very special event in November, and we hope to have it ready to go live around the new year. And that's going to be a ticketed event, so it'll be on a service where you will buy a ticket in advance, and it will only be available within a window. We do plan on an audio-only release and a few other things to come after that, but the ticketed event is going to be a live experience, which will be exclusive to that event. You don't want to miss it. Please watch our social media and this space. We will announce on-sale date for tickets as soon as we are able, and yes, Patreon supporters will get those first, and we'll be able to purchase some discounted tickets as well. There are perks to being a patron. Cam, why don't you, now we can't tell you everything about this next part, but Cam, why don't you crack that tease and whip one more time, please?
Well, in other news, we can confirm that we have signed a contract with a well-respected gaming company to produce the Old Gods of Appalachia tabletop role-playing game. We're a little under 2 weeks from making the official announcement, but Patreon supporters pledging $50 or more should watch their Patreon feeds for clues that will grant you advance access to forbidden knowledge about the game, what system we're using, and all kinds of other fun info leading up to the official announcement on November 12, 2021. We also want to let you know that we are not just handing over our name and logo to be slapped on a game written by people outside the family. Steve and I are heavily involved in the adaptation of existing lore and the creation of new content for the game, so we'll be directly involved in the writing process and bringing you just more Old Gods goodness that you know and love.
Yep, we're going to be very, very involved. Like, this company will probably ban us from the premises should we ever be able to visit there, because we're going to be very involved. All right, so We know why you're really here, though. We know why you came to this dance, why you bought your ticket, because what you want to hear about is season three. Well, season three is shaping up to be huge. We're going to be moving into our next phase of alternate Appalachian history, starting in the 1930s, which features stories involving Bloody Harlan, Mate Juan, the coal wars that raged across Appalachia, and a lot of season three will range across the mountains of West Virginia, which is a place neither Cam or I have ever lived. Now, we haven't spent the time there that we have in eastern Kentucky, southwest Virginia, or east Tennessee, and we want to do the other Virginia justice. We want to give anything we set in West Virginia that same granular feeling of home that our other stories have for us and people who have been there. So that means we're going to have to go to West Virginia, one. We're going to have to spend a little bit of time there, and add to that the sheer volume of historical research needed to address the epic historical events from that time period in our world. And you got a task that's going to take us just a minute.
But in the meantime, we want to confirm that you are going to get your holiday goodies this year. We just filled up your candy bag with the Halloween episode Bumper Crop. And if you haven't listened to that yet, family, it's a standalone episode, so you can listen anytime. And as usual, we'll all open a special Christmas present on Christmas morning. You can also look forward to your Valentine on February 14th.
So it's a whole lot to get to, family, so we have to ask for your patience. So I got to announce season three will begin in early 2022. Now you sit down, calm down. We'll get you a release date as soon as we have it in hand. Until then, though, you have a whole ass series coming on Patreon, a live show that will answer some questions we know you have, like what happened to Cowboy, where did Lavinia come from, stuff you want to know, and that's going to be there. And you're getting the holiday episodes, which are for free on the feed, and who knows, there's other content we can't even tell you about, though. It's still kind of cooking in the cooker. But yeah, we do have to tell you that it's going to be early 2022 before we launch season three, because we're making other things you asked for, and you're going to get plenty of content. The main reason we wanted to gather you here, other than to dump all this information on you, is we want to thank you for your support. Be it emotional, spiritual, or financial, we're going to make every Patreon pledge worth your money. And we're excited to see where the next year takes us. Cam, anything else you want to share?
Just to, reiterate, thank you so much. Whether you are able to support us on Patreon, or you support us by listening to our show, we appreciate you, family. We couldn't have reached all these milestones and be doing the amazing things we're doing if it weren't for you.
So give us some time. We got goodies coming. Till then, we'll talk to you soon, family. Talk to you real soon. Family, won't you come with me into the darkness, into the sweet-smelling gloom of a dead-mooned night, into the realm of Sucrabe, a woman-owned and operated fragrance company like no other, with hand-blended small batches of perfumes with names like Nightshade, Chloroform, Goth as Fuck, and I come from a long line of terrifying women. Sucrabe is your source for smelling enticing and terrifying at the same time. For more information on their world-bending fragrances, as well as subscription bags and a marketplace connecting you to over 40 other indie business owners, head over to sucrabe.com. sucrabeille.com. Look in the show notes for a link. Come to the dark side. We smell fantastic.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.